Welcome to this Advent prayer podcast from Trinity Church, Nottingham. The word Advent means arrival, and this season is all about remembering the great story of God's arrival to us in Jesus Christ. In a traditional Advent wreath, each candle represents a key part of this great story, namely the patriarchs, the prophets, John the Baptist, Mary, and Jesus himself. And so each week we'll be reflecting on this great story of arrival by meditating on scripture and walking through a guided prayer exercise as we prepare for God to arrive in our lives in a fresh way this Christmas. This week we're considering the patriarchs and God's promise to Abraham found in Genesis 12. 1:3.
The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you."
This short, poetic, seven-line promise functions as one of the key hinges in the entire biblical story. Here we see God's heart to restore the Eden blessing, which was lost by humanity in the garden, back to you and me and the whole of creation. God promises to restore this Eden blessing through the ordinary, messy, and even dysfunctional family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In short, God trusts the cosmic promise of renewal to people like you and me. Though this promise rests on God's faithfulness alone, it will cost us everything. This restoration of blessing involves a dangerous departure from all we think we know and invites us into a life of faith, leaving behind our own illusions of security, status, and self-determination to walk the road of trust. Here we see that God's story of arrival in Jesus Christ is not a new innovation when we turn our Bibles to the New Testament, but that God's relentless pursuit to bless us has been unfolding from the very beginning. As we come to pray now, why not begin by taking three deep breaths? Inhaling deeply through your nose, waiting, and then exhaling through your mouth. Become aware of God's enfolding presence with and within you. And as you slowly bring your whole self before God, as you actually are, perhaps whisper under your breath, "God, I'm open to you." Take a moment now to consider that even before the creation of the world, God chose you in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight. That first and foremost, you are and will always be God's very good idea. Rest in the knowledge that God's grand story of restoration, redemption, and arrival has been gathering momentum long before you even took your first breath, and that He's calling you to partake in it today. Imagine God's long and loving gaze taking sharp focus onto you now. Just you. Notice how this makes you feel. At home, or concerned you might be overstaying your welcome. Relaxed, or worried that you might be found out. Listen for the Father's voice over Jesus at his baptism. This is my child, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Remember that God is not impatient for your improvement, but jealous for your attention. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal God's love for you, to you. Where might God be drawing you out from what you think you know? Into a dangerous departure and the adventure of faith. And invite the Holy Spirit now to plant his promises of renewal deep within you. Father, in this Advent season, teach us to place our trust in you again. Jesus, fill us with joyful expectation as we anticipate you arriving in our lives in a fresh way this Christmas. Spirit, help us to see what might need rearranging in our hearts so that we can make space for more of you. Amen.